Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean and Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I'm a certified health coach, trainer, and author. And this podcast is for middle-aged men and women looking to optimize their health and get their bodies back to what it once was 10 to 15 years ago. I will give you simple, actionable items to get long-term sustainable results. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. All right. Welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I hope you had a great weekend and happy Tuesday. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, hope you had a chance to listen to my interview with Alan Meisner. He is a podcast host of the 40 Plus Fitness podcast, author and trainer. And we touch on all about his road to losing 66 pounds in over an 11-month period, the importance of consistency, eating single ingredient foods, his tip to exercising as we age, and much, much more. So if you haven't already, definitely listen to my interview with Alan Meisner. That's episode 338. And on today's micro podcast, we're going to dive into a study that was published in February of 2021, the association of daily step count and serum testosterone among men in the United States. And really thought this was a cool study. And anytime you can incorporate walking, I think it's well worth it because, as you know, if you listen to my podcast, I am a big fan of daily walks with my dogs. I'm going to share my screen real quick so you can see the study. I'll put a link in the show notes as well. And there we have it. So we're just going to hit on the high level, what we sort of got from it, and you know how we can sort of implement this into our lives. Now, before I go into this study exactly, I just want to talk about testosterone. It's important to understand it a little bit, at least. It's a hormone that plays a key role in carb, fat, and protein metabolism. It's been known for some time that testosterone has a major influence on body fat composition and muscle mass, mainly in males. Testosterone deficiency is associated with an increased fat mass, in particular in what's called the central adiposity. And this is the adipose visceral fat that is around our bellies and accumulates over time. Sometimes you want to call it a pot belly or a beer belly effect. But either way, when you have an increase in fat mass, you're more prone to having a testosterone deficiency, along with reduced insulin sensitivity, impaired glucose intolerance, elevated triglycerides and cholesterol, and a low HDL cholesterol. All not great things. All these factors are found in metabolic syndrome and potentially type 2 diabetics. So really important that we sort of hone in on testosterone. This is something that I get measured probably every six to eight months just to keep an eye on, because low testosterone production is something that's become more rampant in society and obviously more prevalent as we age. So the purpose of this study was to associate between daily step count and serum testosterone levels. And it used U.S. male adults, average age around 46, were included in this analysis in about 280 subjects. It compared subjects to taking less than 4,000 steps per day to men who took between 4 and 8,000 or 8 to 12,000. And it actually showed that for every 1,000 steps equals a 7 increase of nanograms per decimeter in testosterone levels. So patients with the lowest step count had the higher odds of having low testosterone. You know, this sort of reference between daily steps and total testosterone, I've never really seen a study like this. So I thought it was really interesting. And that's why I wanted to sort of bring it to your attention. We all know that obviously walking can play a key role in getting just daily sunlight with the UVB rays, which there's been some studies showing that UVB light could have a positively correlated association with higher testosterone levels. Also, you know, walking first thing in the morning, which I love doing, helps with these circadian cues to get your circadian rhythm going and can help with positive sleep patterns in the evening. Now, the big question is, well, how much should you walk? I think anything is better than nothing. If you can associate one quality walk during the day, whenever it works is best, right? I would say that if you're going to try to optimize walking, one, first thing in the morning, definitely. You know, you get the sunlight on your face. Like I said, you help with this circadian cues, which can help with better sleep quality in the evening. Also, what I would say is after meals is a great time to start walking as well, because it helps with digestion, blood sugar regulation. You're sort of killing two birds with one stone right there. So I would say that first and foremost, morning walks would be great. And then after meals is probably your next best bet. And I try to sort of walk when that, for the most part, in those windows. But any time is better than no time. And it's just showing that walking can play so many positive benefits in your life. And this study is just showing here's one more benefit where you could possibly get a bit of a spike in testosterone just from going on daily walks. It shows that minimum, I would say 4,000 per day would be your best bet. And then beyond that, could only be beneficial as well. So at least 4,000 steps per day. Try to do it after meals or in the morning. And if you have any questions regarding this, feel free to email me, brian@briangrin.com. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I will put a link in the show notes for the study. And I look forward to talking to you on Friday with another great interview. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there and you've chosen to listen to mine, and I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again and have a great day.